In its latest effort to tackle air pollution, Beijing plans to channel wind through streets to reduce the urban heat island effect and blow away the dirty air. 北京正研究六条主要的通风廊道，以增强通风潜力，缓解热岛效应。Well, why is it that there's such a plan and do we need it?
Well, this is actually quite funny because when I looked at all the media reports, they all went for the angle that these air corridors are supposed to tackle the smog problem that plagues Beijing. But actually, when this plan first came out, it's really targeting the heat island effect in cities such as Beijing. So what it means is really because of human behavior and us building things, doing construction, and just living in cities, that makes the temperature in urban areas a lot higher than in rural areas around us. So actually, you know, this plan was targeting a different thing. It's targeting the heat island effect, not really the smog.
Yeah, I mean, there is the possibility. Yeah, I mean,So that was the intention, at least, was this heat island, which is a big problem here in Beijing, especially because green space, especially in certain areas along the third and fourth ring roads, almost do not exist. And that really is one of the main contributing factors when we look at temperature differentials from like a suburban, less developed, less, you know, less concrete and steel to a more urban setting, is that, you know, green space is just, I mean, all that soil, all those plants and stuff is just going to absorb so much of the heat and actually trap it in rather than what we see with steel, concrete,glass is just completely just reflected off and then stays in the atmosphere. But I think that also, I mean, there is the possibility that on a fairly windy day, it could actually help clear out the smog. Of course, the problem there is if there is no wind, these wind tunnels will do nothing.
Exactly, because it cannot create wind.
Unless they decide to put really big, huge fans inside these tunnels, I don't think it's going to work.
Yeah, and actually, some environmental experts have said something contrary to what John has just depicted for us, that because, actually creating these air corridors, so to speak, doesn't really have that much effect on the surface level. So it doesn't really allow that much more wind to blow in to,dissipate the smog. Some are, environmental experts are actually saying that, yes, it does sound as far-fetched as we think.
Yeah, I guess so. Especially in terms of, you know, the original purpose. The original purpose wasn't to, you know, disperse air pollution. But even with this plan, what I'm surprised to find is that when they were reporting on this, media are saying actually Beijing has had wind tunnels before. It's just because of city development that some
corridors.
Of it is being corridors,
not
tunnels, but they're being damaged or partly damaged.
Yeah, that is true. And this is according to the Municipal Institute for City Planning and Design, so the administrative organ that studies this subject, says that, yes, we used to have these brilliant plans when the city was set up, but now because of development, because of economic profit and other obvious reasons, these corridors have been, I guess, the way that they're...The space that they were allowed has been tweaked and tweaked, and now you can't even see what the original design is anymore.
Well, basically, I mean, especially if you look at the CBD, well, they built very tall buildings. And of course, these tall buildings are going to block it. I mean, for a wind corridor, all you really need is some buildings, you know, on both sides of the street with a fairly minimal space, maybe like two or three lanes for cars. But again, it's just, you know, just walls.And that's really what we're looking at with this type of corridor. It's just kind of like a way to funnel, not necessarily tunnel, but funnel wind through the city. And so, again, when we look at the existing air corridors or wind funnels, whatever you want to call them, in fact, when new projects were being approved, for whatever reason, Municipal Institute for City Planning and Design... just didn't really care anymore. And they're like, okay, you just build that. You give us a lot of money and we'll let you build it.
Yeah. And right now they're thinking about rebuilding or, you know, building some new wind corridors. But my concern is, you know, how much power does the institute have in, you know, changing the whole plans of the city? How much of it is actually going to realize? Because I don't have a lot of doubt that this is good in theory, that if we can build it, then it can channel wind somehow. But with, you know, the current plan, the current development as Beijing already is, are we going to tear down old buildings? Are we going to build new ones?
Yeah, I think that's one of the biggest problems, is that when the city of Beijing says that we're going to do this, no one really has any idea what they're talking about.
Well, yes, I think certainly at the moment, the six routes that have been planned seem to be still pretty vague. And yes, Xiaohua, you asked a very good question, and actually I saw from some of the reports that the authorities said that, oh, we're going to conduct a relatively conservative plan, so we're not tearing anything down. And I don't think we should this should be called building a air corridor, because it's about trying to flatten things and allow more space for the wind to funnel, right? So no tearing down is going to happen, but they are taking under consideration that maybe building more green areas, vegetation allowed for these already super dense places.
But also, yeah, this is part of an overall plan for Beijing, looking at overdevelopment in third, fourth, and fifth ring areas, density, green space, and things like that. You know, my dream is to see a more dense Beijing where people are living closer together, but then there is more public green space, because right now all you have is just random developments spaced very far away from each other. So you and I could be neighbors. It still takes me 30 minutes to walk to your development. But, you know, there are, you know, these cordoned off green spaces that aren't actually open to the public, and everyone gets, you know, angry because people are being too loud and stuff. So that's my dream.
I think it's a very good dream.